Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right.
Okay, guys. It's this episode. Wait, sorry, Zena. What? When is this episode coming out? On New Year's Day. Oh, on Christmas Day. Oh. Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay, cool.
Christmas.
Welcome to the Basic Training Christmas episode. We're doing a mini episode. This episode is coming out on Christmas Day. We know that everyone's busy with family stuff. We didn't want to leave you hanging. We wanted to give you a short little morsel. We're not going to do any calls. We're just going to gab holidays for 15, 20 minutes, probably. We might go long. Who knows? And then you can get back to your families and all the things you're doing. And then we'll be back New Year's Day with a full-length episode that is gorge.
All the fun we had last year.
Welcome to Basic Training, a podcast for people that need help.
A good fade out, right?
Yeah.
And a podcast for people who are the little baby Jesus. Celebrating.
Do you like Christmas music?
Love, of course. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not a Christmas music person.
Christmas music was written by Jews also.
I know.
But yeah, I love Christmas music. It's technically they're all Jewish songs, so I love it.
What was I gonna say? Did your family do the stereotypical like Chinese food and movie on Christmas Day thing that
usually we would procrastinate. We wouldn't get a Chinese food reservation on time. We'd like wander the streets for hours looking for food like Jews in the desert, but we would just wander around. They did. You know what they did do? That was really nice though. My parents thought the idea of Santa was really fun and cute.
Cause it is.
Of course it is, but no Christmas tree, zero Christmas tree for me. They forbade that, but we would do a singular gift was left in the chimney, in the fireplace. We had a fireplace.
For a second, I was like, you had to crawl your ass up the chimney and get it. They were like, it's one
present. I was always confused how he got down the fucking chimney.
Yeah.
But yeah, they left it in like the coals of the fireplace. So my dad, I think, just really liked having fun with the whole.
Totally.
Knocking over shit in the living room and creating crumbs with the cookies and putting them everywhere.
Yo, parents who do that. I remember one year. On Easter, it wasn't for Christmas, it was for Easter, when I woke up, and it was when we lived in Rhode Island still, so I was probably like 4 or 5. I was really little. My mom had made little Easter bunny footprints, like she'd cut them out of construction paper, and I woke up and they were coming in my bedroom window and then down past my bed, and they went through the whole house, and I followed them to find all these little Easter presents that went to my Easter basket.
That's so cute.
It was like one of them. I was literally like, I was like, this is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to anyone in the world. Like, it was unbelievable. But then, but this is funny. I forgot about this part. So, like, the big present that I got was a sea monkey aquarium. Like, you remember sea monkeys?
Sure.
So I had a sea monkey colony. And I was, like, obsessed with it. And it comes in, like, you get, like, the little plastic container.
It's just shrimp, right?
Yeah, they're, like, little krill or something, like shrimp. I didn't know. And, like, obviously, like, the sea monkey container, package has like, they look like mer people.
Yeah.
And they like, it shows like little illustrations of like the sea monkey society that you're growing. And there's like a sea monkey doctor's office and a sea monkey, whatever. Yeah. So I have this little plastic like terrarium that's growing the sea monkeys. And I guess the colony was getting like too big for the thing. So my dad was like, oh, I'm going to get him like a fish tank to put the sea monkeys in, like a bigger fish tank. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have the biggest sea monkey colony in the world. Like, this is going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
I can't believe somebody made an empire off of selling shrimp.
It's genius. It's genius. Okay, so then I'll never forget. We like get, this must have been sometime after Easter. We get, he gets the fish tank and we're in like the kitchen. And he's like, okay, we're going to pour, like you have to like get the water the right temperature. He does like the whole 9 yards to get this water ready to like transfer the sea monkeys from this thing into this thing. So I'm watching and he pours them in. And what my dad doesn't know is you can't have sea monkeys in a filter tank because they will all get sucked into the filter, shredded, and shot back out.
No.
So this entire colony gets poured in, starts swimming, and then it's like, put through a blender, shredded and eviscerated out. And my dad, like, I hear my dad like realize what's happening. He goes, oh no. And I was like, lost my.
They really said shark bait.
Yeah. Like just ruined everything. Devastated me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But going back, parents who do like, I really respect. Okay, I think Elf on the Shelf is fucked up. I think that that's psychological torture.
I agree. When did that come about?
But I think that's new. That was not happening when I was a kid. But I think creating the theater of like cookie crumbs and all that stuff is sick. I think that's really sick in a good way. Like, I think that's fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
No, they had a lot of fun with it. So we would do that. But that was my Christmas celebration. I hate holidays because everything is fucking closed. And the thing that brings me joy is like going and walking around TJ Maxx or Marshall's for like an hour in my pajamas.
I know.
Every day and just listening to my podcast.
It was crazy because
and I can't do that.
The year I lived in England, it's even more crazy on that day. Like I didn't realize like the public transit was off. Like they don't fuck around. Cause it's like, cause there's no separation of church and state there. Right. So it's like there's the Church of England. So it's like Christmas is a national government holiday. Right. And it is here, but like in a different way. Like everyone was off. And I was like, oh, like society is shut down today. Like it was really crazy.
How do you like get home? Like what happens if you get stuck or
I don't really know. I don't really know. This was like many, many years ago too. So
that reminds me, I don't know why my visualization of that feeling is like when the Harry Potter is going with his cart through the wall at the train station and it closes.
Yeah, that was
that must
how
be
it
like
felt.
What it's like. I wonder if that closes.
Platform 9 3/4. I think it's only open on the first day of school.
Right.
I think. I think that English people do Christmas better than America, for sure.
You're kidding. Of course they do. What do you mean?
They're so much better at it. It's so much nicer.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's just more beautiful and historic there too. But.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I think I'm very much a Scrooge, but when I did Christmas in London, I was like, oh, I get it. It's like, it works here.
Yeah. I did Christmas in Santa Fe one time. I really liked that.
New Mexico?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is my godmom lives there.
Oh, I love that. What did you like about it?
I don't know. Well, God, you're like a teacher.
We're doing a podcast episode about Christmas. We have to talk about it. I'm not being crazy.
What did you like about it? I don't know.
You brought it up. Oh my God.
I remember they had this Frito pie thing. Have you ever had one of those?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
They take a bag of Fritos and they dump chili in it.
Did your family have
I liked that about Santa Fe.
Does your family have any like family recipes? Like are you like a cooking family? No.
My mom is, but she makes like, you know, there's a couple of her normal recipes, but mostly around the holidays, it's like there's certain Jewish recipes. We're eating latkes, we're having matzo ball soup and all that shit. What about you?
But we have like a few. I come from like a not cook. Well, so on my dad's side, it's a different thing. Like my Aunt Debbie cooks a psychotic amount of food for every holiday. It's absolutely insane. Uh-huh. But on my mom's side, there are no cooks. It's really crazy. And now that I cook and like live with chefs and like have worked in restaurants for so long, like I went home, like, they're not, like, they buy, like, prepared foods.
Right.
And, like, cooking is, like, assembling, like, three different prepared foods. It's, like, when, like, people show you recipes on TikTok and it's mixing, like, three Trader Joe's products.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's, like, very that. I, like, went home and, like, there was one night I went to Rhode Island for my grandfather's 85th birthday. And I was, like, I'm going to cook you dinner. And I went to the grocery store to get everything to make red sauce. And then I came home and I was like, oh, they don't have olive oil or salt. Like I have to go back to the store. Like, it's like, they don't even have like basic stuff like that. Like,
yeah, it's like my apartment.
So like the holidays are always like, we usually get it catered, which sounds fancy, but is not. Like we get it from like Dave's Marketplace, like the grocery store, but it's like always easier than like trying to make someone cook. But there's a few, my mom has this coleslaw she makes that with ramen noodles that is so good. That's like, I would say
my mom
like,
would love that.
It's so good. It's so good, but it's actually, wait, this, I feel like growing up, this coleslaw, which uses the Asian ramen packets, and that's like part of the ingredient. And it's like cabbage, ramen, the Asian ramen packet seasonings, the like sugar, almonds, like it has all this stuff in it. It's so good. And you like let it sit overnight and it gets kind of soft, like the ramen noodles kind of soften. It's so good. It was like the number one thing my mom would bring to like every cookout, it was like any sort of potluck thing. Like that's what my mom's bringing. And every woman there, every time, needed the recipe. Like I just constantly, my entire childhood, watching women go up to my mom and be like, I need the recipe. And my mom would give the recipe all the time. And my mom would be like these skinny bitches who always cut the sugar in half because there's a lot of sugar in it.
Right.
And then complain to me that it doesn't taste as good. And she's like, yeah, because you cut the sugar in half. Like it would drive my mom like insane. Like, and I remember like women would be like, you know, I just couldn't. And they would say it to my mom in such a cunty way where they would be like, you know, I just couldn't bring myself to put that much sugar in it if the kids were eating it. So I cut it in half and it wasn't as good. And she's like, well, yeah, I guess I'm a shitty mom, but the coleslaw tastes good. So I guess you can fuck right off. Like it was
coleslaw. It's supposed
to be
sweet.
My mom was like the most anti-almond mom there's ever been. Like it was, yeah. My mom was like an almond butter chocolate cup mom.
Good for you guys.
Like 100%.
Almond butter chocolate cup. My mom.
What is the actual word I'm trying to say? Like almond butter cups, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a peanut butter cup mom.
Yeah.
So was my mom, but like my mom was not a stranger to junk food or, you know, making a recipe that called for that kind of sugar or whatever. But there was a guilt aspect. There was always like now we can't eat. It was. But there was something else I wanted to cover.
You okay?
Yes. New Year's resolutions.
Oh, wait. Can I say something controversial? New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
My favorite holiday.
Oh, that's your favorite holiday? Mm-hmm. What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
I'm going to Bernie's.
Good for you.
It's going to be fun. And then I'm going to a friend's housewarming party after.
I'm going to a black and white masquerade.
We talked about this. Yours sounds so sexy.
I went last year to a similar function.
I might copy you next year. It sounds really fun.
It's just like I am a fan of anything that takes the stress off of a otherwise very stressful and intense holiday.
100%.
And this is like you buy your ticket and you can just stop worrying about it. And I love to dress up. And that's what's up.
Yeah.
But
New Year's resolutions, though.
New Year's resolution is obviously to stop looking at my phone as much, but that's been my New Year's resolution every year since I got an iPhone, and it's only gotten worse every single year.
It's a big New Year's resolution for me that I say it as a joke every year, but it's like low-key true. It's like, this is the year I start chewing my food.
What?
Because they say you're supposed to chew every bite of food like 15 times, and like in reality, I'm like one, two down.
Yeah.
And I like they talk about all the health benefits of like if you actually chewed your food properly, like how it's like so much better for your digestive system. It like helps your brain figure out when you're actually full, like da 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 da. I'm like, I feel like if I chewed my food 15 times every bite, I would live forever. And every year I'm like, this is the year I start chewing my food. And then I'm like, well, first meal I ate in 4 bites, like my throat hurts. I swallowed everything whole.
Good
like,
for you. I will be doing something similar, except not with effort. I'm going to be starting to take this new probiotic that I found.
Ooh.
It changes my gut biome or whatever.
Okay.
So that I become skinny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, it's going to be great. My friend put me onto it. Dietitian.
That sounds like something that you're going to shit your pants from. When you first start
I think it has to do ultimately with, you know how people have fast metabolisms?
Yes.
It's also attributed to people who are naturally skinny have a very special type of gut microbiome or whatever way that they break down their food. And other people's poop microbiomes or something being transplanted into different people's stomachs.
Yeah.
Makes poop them. Transplants. Yeah. So I'm doing a version of that my friends.
Sorry.
Put me
so
onto.
Is the probiotic you're taking someone else's poop?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think it's just a probiotic that's like made from the biomes
you look back
that are
like,
found
oh,
in other.
Probiotic.
I don't know. It's going to have a smell.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I have no idea. But that's what I'm going to do for my health.
I respect
I'm
going to
start changing my gut
I already
health.
Quit smoking six. Can I also say I quit smoking 6.5 weeks ago and I want a cigarette just as much today as I did the first day I quit. Like it is not.
Is it worth it?
I just think I'm going to want a cigarette until the day I die. Like I actually think at this point that's true.
Why not just give yourself one?
Well, I told because I quit with my roommate and we both have stayed strong. Neither of us had a single cigarette. I think I was like, I'm trying to positively, because part of it is like, oh, it sucks. The realization, and it's so annoying because this is essentially what they tell you in DARE. But it's like, if you never become addicted to something, you don't have to deal with it. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, if I had never become addicted to nicotine, I would never deal with, like, these cravings wouldn't be a thing. But right. I have become addicted to nicotine. Now I want a cigarette literally all the time.
Right.
So that is annoying that I did that to myself. So I'm trying to like put a positive frame on that. And I was like, I like the idea of cigarettes being something that I can turn to at my lowest lows and my highest highs. Like, I'm talking like when like someone, when something earth shattering bad happens, I'm going to have a cigarette. Okay. And when I like win the award, get the big job, whatever it is, I'm going to have a cigarette.
But then what's stopping you from having a cigarette the next day?
I don't know, Talia, but I'm just trying to get through day by day of not smoking cigarettes.
Good for you.
I think that if I associate it with like, no, you got to earn it. You have to earn it in one of the two ways. Like, you deserve it because you need to get through this hell moment, and maybe that is a bad idea and I'll slippery slope back in, but whatever. That won't discount.
I'm just saying, is it so bad if you slippery slope? You go to the gym every single day. You're young, you're healthy. I just think like it's okay to have one thing. That's always been my philosophy.
The thing that's annoying about my family is that this is what's so annoying about my family is that three of my grandparents, like I lost when like my grandmother passed away last February. Mm-hmm. She was 90. My other grandparents are still alive. They're like 82 and 85. Mm-hmm. And then my dad's fucking dad died when he was 47. So it's like I have these like it's like my genetics are like it's like a 1 in 4 shot. Do you know what I mean? Of it being really good. So I just am like, I want a Prenovo scan. Have we talked about this? How badly I want a Prenovo scan?
I feel like that just finds things in you that aren't actually wrong. It just makes you freak out.
No, but you can find cancer.
Okay.
And you can find heart disease. I want a Prenovo scan. Like Prenovo, like for the love of God, or like if anyone listening to this has $2,500, they just want to Venmo me, I swear to God I will use it on a Prenovo. I want it so bad. I shamelessly DM'd them and I was like, I will post anything to have a free scan.
Did they get back to you?
No, they left me on read. Absolutely. I want a Prenovo so bad. I want it so bad.
I have
bad.
No desire to know what's wrong with me. I'd rather just take me. Just take me.
No.
Silently. I'm ready. I don't need to know. I don't want to struggle. If it's going to kill me, it's going to kill me.
No. Sorry, but we're talking about different things. If I'm going to drop tomorrow, painlessly and unexpectedly, don't tell me.
Yeah.
If there's something we can catch right now so that I don't die slowly and horribly of sickness in 15 years, let's go ahead and catch it.
But here's the thing. If I were diagnosed with a sickness, I wouldn't die slowly and horribly. I'd take a bullet right to the head.
Okay. Well, that's still not ideal.
That's just who I am. I would expect everyone I love to please fight to the death, tooth and nail, to stay alive. Do that chemo, do that radiation. I need you to do that. But me? No. Okay. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I don't want to ever, like, if I cannot live my life the way I want to live my life, I don't want to live it.
Interesting.
And that's a terrible quality because I have no grit. But if they find like a stage one, it's like, okay, fine. If they get anywhere past
stage two. You can beat stage two.
If they get anywhere past stage two, I'm like, okay, so I'm going to travel and then I'll jump off some building.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I just don't.
This is the holiday episode. How did we get
it? I'm not trying to be insensitive. I have had many people die slowly in front of me, having to watch loved ones die slowly. So that's my experience as a person who's gone through this. I just don't want to. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Fuck that Prenovo shit. I'm just going to go. Okay,
If you're listening to this and you have some extra cash and you want us to get us gifts, get me a Prenovo scan and get Talia a handgun. And that'll be great for us. We'll be really happy with that for our Christmas presents.
I don't have much grit, people. I just want to end it.
Are you
the
all
minute,
bark-
the
you're
minute
you're all-
the going gets tough, I am no bite.
You wouldn't describe yourself as resilient?
I am resilient. I'm honestly, not to be this person, but I think I'm one of the most resilient people I know. But with a sickness that really does limit me, like I would be so miserable if I were in bed and couldn't, like everything that I've endured in my life that has been bad, that I've been resilient through, I've had the option of being able to move my body and freedom of being able to go where I need to go and not feeling sick all the time and all these blessings of having my health. My health is one thing that I'm like,
if they're
going to take a little bit of it, even for 6 months, I have to sit in a bed. I'm not doing it.
That's okay. See, I would do it if there was hope. If there was no hope, like if I was terminal, like that's a different conversation. But
it
like,
depends how long I have to be hopeful. For 2 months, I'll be hopeful.
6 months is not that long.
8 weeks of chemo, I'll be very hopeful. But right. A year...
Well, on that note, guys, it's time for you to go back to your families and enjoy the rest of the holidays. We'll be back with a full episode on January 1st.
I really, really hope that all of your family is happy and healthy.
Yes, we hope you have a wonderful wrap out 2023 as wonderfully as possible. We wish you all health and joy in the new year. We're still waiting for update calls because we want to do an update episode. Call us in with your updates and call in at 929-269-4960. Is that the number? Yeah.
I lost the
I'm almost positive that's the number.
I think that's the number.
And leave a five-star review. We love you. Mwah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We did it.
Ow.